Roots and produced by John Douglas. Now on Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 30th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forth, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. Atlantic low expected, Rockall 975 by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and Forth. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fisher. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. South or southwest, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Biscay. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery later in Biscay. Moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, but southwesterly 3 or 4 first in far southeast Fitzroy. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery later. Moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest, backing northwest later. 7 to severe gale 9. Squally, thundery showers. Moderate or poor. Rockall, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or squally, thundery showers. Moderate or poor. Malin, southwest, backing south, 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 later in south, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast, becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 to 6, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And now it's time for a more general look at the weather with Darren Bett.
Thanks very much, Kelsey. Good evening. We've got more windy weather to come through the rest of the weekend, some more rain as well. The main driver of our weather is an area of low pressure. It's been steaming in from the Atlantic. It's going to come to rest to the northwest of the UK. And it's that low pressure that's been strengthening the winds today, increasing the cloud and bringing the rain. And we've still got rain covering many parts of England, Wales and Scotland. It is going to move its way eastwards over the next few hours, clearing away overnight. More broken cloud following tonight, but those blustery winds in the west will continue to feed in one or two showers. Minimum temperatures tonight, similar to what we've had recently, are down to around 10 or 11 degrees. Now, tomorrow, many places will start dry with some sunshine. We'll continue to see some sunny spells through the day, but the cloud will build up fairly quickly in the morning and we'll start to see more showers breaking out more widely as well. Some of these showers could be heavy and thundery. Now, the strongest of the winds, like today, are going to be across more western parts of the UK, around hills and coasts, gusts of 40 or 50 miles an hour. And with quite a bit of cloud for western Scotland, Northern Ireland and quite a few showers as well, it's going to feel quite cool here. Temperatures ranging from 17 in Northern Ireland and western Scotland to a high of 21 or 22 across eastern parts of England. And for the beginning of next week, still got the low pressure to the northwest. Not quite as windy on Monday, but again, we'll see some sunshine and also quite a few showers.
Thank you, Darren. Now, South African-born space physicist Michelle Doherty has been awarded the honorary title of Astronomer Royal, the first woman in the role's 350-year history. Well, the spotlight is on her in Profile, which is tonight at 7 o'clock. But now, let's look to tomorrow here on Radio 4.
Relive moments of modern history with me, Kirsty Warg.
There was no greater feeling than bringing someone down just before they thought they were going to score a try.
Meet the pioneering players who took part in the first ever Women's Rugby World Cup. Revisit the birth of live TV.
This was a good idea and will be a bigger idea today than then.
And relive a stage show like no other.
It was the appearance of the horse. People were in bits all around me. So you knew the thing was working. They believed absolutely what was going on in front of them.
The National Theatre production of Michael Morpurgo's War Horse. The Reunion. Hear previous episodes now on BBC Sounds. And we continue on Radio 4 tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Lisa Costello. Good evening.